Inconsistent.
They just made a really big battery. I think people are sick of charging it every night. I think they're trying to like say, all right, charge it once a week or something like that. I don't know.
But so it's also trendy, right? Because watches, like...
Yeah, people like big watches or something.
Big-ass, heavy, bulky-ass looking...
I want this on my phone.
You want the whole...
Like they do on Star Trek. They're like... Doo, 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 doo. That's what I want. Big-ass, like, all right, yeah.
Would you wear some shit like that?
Probably not. You know what I really want, though? What they really should make? Something that attaches maybe to the inside of the glasses and kind of projects on the top corner. So nobody else sees it but me. Like, if I look in the top corner, I can see something. And all it does, like, at least for the way I think, is scan the environment around me and just gives me information of whatever's in front of me. Just random information. That's all I need. You know? So, like, if I'm, let's say I'm walking down the street and it scans the street, knows the street I'm on, it'll show a projection of the street and I'll say, hey, this bus passes this way and this bus passes. And then maybe a timer. You know, and then, you know, obviously you make it so you could talk to it like, hey, you know, whatever, show me the bus route at 4:00 p.m. and it shows it.
Yeah, it actually there was, I think it's, I don't know if it was MIT, they figured out a way of creating like the thinnest VR or headset. So it's,
I
like,
think that's that makes sense to me. Some things don't make sense. Big ass VR, nobody's walking around with that. But if you integrate it with stuff we already use, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so they recently figured out a way of being able to do like the augmented reality headset, and it's like literally like,
yeah, if it's like glasses, like look, they look how much space I have here.
Yeah,
you can put something, or even at the bridge of the nose where it kind of projects sideways.
So it's inside the frame, like you just suggested, and it's in it, the diagram that they showed my GEDS, it was projecting the image onto the glasses in a certain way where you could see the image, so it was like bouncing back off. It was doing one of these kind of,
you know,
like,
what I seen too, were they making it, I don't know if they've done it yet, but it kind of like tracks your eyeballs, and just like a projector works, that it projects on the screen, it projects it on your eyes, so it goes directly onto your eye and it shows things on your eyeball, and no matter which way you look, it kind of tracks your eyes, your movement,
and keeps it there.
It just keeps it there. Yeah,
that shit is dope.
That's just scary because it's just blind you. Imagine you have a malfunction, it's just mad bright and you can't stop.
Or if you look directly into it, wouldn't that fuck you up too? Like if you
that's
went
true, yeah.
Right in, like,
yeah. All right.
All right. Yeah. This leads us into our next topic.
wait. Hold on. Hold on. I just thought of it right now. We should probably start with this. Hey. Run for your love.
Run for your life. Run for your life. Bomb, bomb, bomb.
Oh my god, that's a lot. I can't even. The controls go away when I pause it, so I have no idea what's going on. All right, ready?
One of the most consequential periods in its history. I realize, I was talking to your wife, I personally asked you to extend your service. You've guided this alliance through one of the most consequential periods in its history. I realize, I was talking to your wife, I personally ask you to extend your service. You've guided this alliance through one of the most consequential periods in its history. I realize I was talking to your wife. I personally ask you to extend your service.
Why was he talking to his wife?
So he's fucking somebody's wife. I don't know who he's fucking, but somebody's wife is
getting it. Yeah. Why is
I realized I was fucking your wife. Now he was saying I was talking to your wife, but obviously that's not what it sounded like. It sounded like he was doing something else.
I'm gonna have to shut this off. Hold on.
But it's because you stole that phone.
I was trying to find the phone.
Guy's a freaking thief. Stop stealing things.
I can't fight, bro. I would need a weapon to steal something.
I almost had a fight with somebody earlier today, you know?
Why?
I went to pull over. The guy's behind me. He's mad close to behind me. Like, he's trying to speed. And I'm kind of driving slow because I'm trying to get between a pump. Like, you know, there's like a space. And I kind of just want to. So I'm like driving a little slow. He's trying to make a right. And I pull up. Like, I just move in. I don't turn signal, nothing, because it's the the pump. Done. And he's honking the horn, so I'm like, I just honk the horn. He pulls over. And I'm like, all right, he's going to get out, so I get out. He's like, yo, you cut me off. I'm like, we're in one lane. How did I cut you off? I'm in front of you the whole time. He's like, ah, you need a signal. I was like, why are you so close to me? You're right behind me, bro. I'm driving. What? And he's like, come on, man. Come on. I'm like, you know what? I'm sorry. Because this is stupid. Like, what? Where's one lane? How did I cut you off? I was like, you know what? I don't have the time for this. I have to drop people off. I'm picking things up. I don't have the time to argue.
I would stay and argue with
I
you.
I would love to. But I gotta go.
I have to leave.
So I'm just like, I'm sorry. All right. Sorry. Keep going.
All right.
That's New York, baby. All right. Here we go.
If you, oh my gosh, let go. Oh no. What did you do?
Me? I'm not touching it.
I was trying to adjust you're bigger than I am. I don't like it.
So, a few things before we get into this.
Okay.
There's a few cases that the Supreme Court passed. First of all, liberals are going insane right now, bro.
Losing their brain cells.
Joe, that clip with Joe Biden, that's just one clip, but the debate he did, all that, they're losing grip on reality. They're having a hard time accepting what's happening right now around them. And they're going back to like stuff that Trump did in the past. And they're like, he got rid of. So one thing I was arguing with this guy, and he was not arguing, like conversating. And he was like, oh, they're taking away our rights. I'm like, bro, what right has they taken away from you? What are you talking about, bro? What right did they take from you that you can't do now? And he was like, oh, they took away Roe v. Wade, woman's right for abortion, whatever. I was like, do you know how that started? The reason why we have Roe v. Wade is because the Supreme Court said, hey, you know, we have to give the rights for abortion because it's a private matter between her and her doctor. The Supreme Court doesn't pass laws. That's not their job. And they did. So when a new Supreme Court came and somebody brought the case, because that's the way, you know, it takes a long time for cases to get, you know, thing.
Climb up the ladder.
And it takes a person to argue against it, for them to take the case and look at it. Like, all right. Basically, the reason why they got rid of Roe v. Wade, because the Supreme Court was like, oh, we made a law. That's not our job. That's Congress's job. So we have to take that back because we stepped out of bounds. We did something we weren't supposed to do. Now, at the time, the Supreme Court was left-leaning and now was right-leaning. I think personally, regardless of who's leaning what, you shouldn't step out of bounds of what's your job. The Supreme Court's job is not to pass laws, and they passed the law. So the new Supreme Court came back and they're like, when the person fought the case, what, I forgot who it was. It was like a church or something, I think. They were like, you're right. This is a law that was passed through the Supreme Court and we're not supposed to do that. So what we're supposed to do is tell the states, hey, you guys deal with that. That's not our business. You know what I'm saying? All we do is say, if the law, whatever law you pass, did it get broken? Did the law get broken? Because that's our job to dictate whether the law got broken or not. We don't make the law. So they kicked it down to the states, basically. And like, yo, you guys deal with that. That's nothing to do with us.
When it came to abortion. Not only abortion, but recently they also kicked it back when it came to immunity.
Yeah. Immunity is another one. No, so, but that's wait, hold on. I'm getting
there. Hold on. But no, but before getting into the details of the specific case, we're talking about the due process of how it went up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court violated and made a new law that abortion, blah blah blah, Roe versus Wade.
Well, the Supreme Court didn't make a law. They just said, hey, we have to take back what we said before.
But what we said before was make a law.
Yeah,
we made a law.
Yeah,
right. So we have to take that back. Anyways, just to say that when it comes to the immunity, it's the same thing. They brought it up, and all the Supreme Court said was, let's define what this means. Based on its original language and its intent and purposes. So it wasn't that they were writing a law when it came to immunity for a president. It was just saying, yeah, and the president, according to the Constitution and these laws that were created, the president's immunity to this, and that. And then they kicked it back to the lower courts. Yeah. Now you guys decide how you want to move forward.
As far as I read it, they did nothing.
They just, bro.
They just read it. Like, oh, yeah, that's not us.
Bro, you, somebody else did that. You got the car manual, and I'm sitting there with you, and you're like, oh, how do I change the tire? And I'm opening up the manual, and I'm reading it to you.
That's basically what
happened. Importantly, you got to take the lug nuts on, and you're like, oh, okay.
Basically, they were like, okay, I'll give you an example. When Barack Obama was trying to kill a terrorist, he sent a drone. Ay, Dios mío, que he sent a drone, and he bombed, and he killed the terrorist. Unfortunately, he killed a whole wedding party.
You saw the meme I sent you with the Obama? He had like a napkin. He was sweating. Oh, but when the immunity came out, he was like, whew, thank God, that wedding.
Yeah. So he killed people. That's murder. But that's an official act as a president. He was killing a terrorist. He got signed off. Sorry. Sometimes things happen in war. So he has immunity. Now, if Barack Obama was like, I don't like Trump.
Yeah, I don't want him to.
I'm going to kill Trump.
I want him to win.
And he gets killed Trump. And he kills Trump. That's not an official act as a president, because you're killing an American citizen without due process.
Yeah, because instantly when this immunity thing popped off, everybody was like, oh, so does that mean the president has the right to kill someone in the name of national security? He does.
He does, yeah, he does.
Absolutely
yeah.
Does.
He does, yeah.
Absolutely.
In the name of national security? He does, yeah.
He does. Is Donald Trump a threat to national security?
No, I don't think so.
Now we're in murky water, right? If you ask the far left, he's gonna destroy America.
Yeah, Noel. But that's a feeling. That's not a fact.
But what are we going by?
We're going by facts. We have to go by facts. We cannot go by feelings, because that's the only way we're all gonna agree if it's factual based.
So, in what instance does Joe Biden have the right to murk his opponent?
Bro, Trump has to be a terrorist. He has to be planned. You have to prove it, too. That's another thing, too. You can't just be like, I think he's a murder terrorist. He has to prove that he's a terrorist.
So I think this is the way I would word it. The president does have, according to this law that I'm reading, that I'm interpreting with my limited ass, he has the right to kill Trump, his opponent, in the name of national security. Now.
It has to be facts, though.
No,
listen to what I'm saying.
He could do it
100%. He could do it without this law.
But
let's start there. But now, if Joe Biden does that, Joe Biden's gonna face criminal charges eventually.
Why?
Because it's not in line with the presidency. Like, that's not part of his job.
If it's in the
They're gonna prove by law that Trump technically wasn't a threat to national security. He's just from a different party that you don't agree with.
And you murdered him. And you murdered him.
Therefore, now you have to be charged with murder.
You operated outside. Unless you could prove
Which he that can.
Trump was in bed with Putin having 90 nights teas and biscuit.
Yeah.
Then you.
Even if he was, though, that's still not enough to prove.
Right. You have to prove.
There's so much. You can't just. I think he was.
So he could. He could do that. Any president could murk his opponent.
I mean, that before this law, Barack Obama could have killed people. He did.
And he did.
Like, any president could have did this. But are they acting within the presidency when they do it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Within
so
the
now
power.
The question is, Trump is being charged with fudging some numbers to pay off.
36.
A lot. Was that an official act as a president? Now, I don't think it was. I think he was outside of the presidency because it was before he was a president. He was a candidate. Now, the question is, if it did happen, let's say it did happen within his presidency, why did you do it? Because the why is the most important part.
Did you do what exactly?
Pay off the porn star.
But this was before the...
I know, but I'm just saying, if it did happen within his presidency, it would have to be why. Did you do it to hide it from your wife? Because that's not part of the presidency. Or did you do it as some sort of national security?
That argument is valid even in the case before him being president.
No, because he's not a president. How does that immunity only goes to a president?
In the case of immunity, but I'm saying that argument that, you know, I paid off the lawyer because it was about my wife.
But then again, that's a different.
A different, right.
Yeah.
But while he was in office, exactly. So I did it.
First of all, that should be your number one problem. Trying to keep him a wife. What are you doing to me here?
Why do you think I paid the bitch off?
Why do you think I paid her off?
What the fuck?
And then first of all, that's what we do. We pay porn stars. We all agreed to this 100 years ago that we pay porn stars, right? We all know this, right? It's not a secret that they get paid to have sex, right? Why are we acting like this is some new thing? We've been paying porn stars off forever.
We pay.
What Trump should have did was record it. while he was having sex with her. I'd be like, I paid her for a personal movie. Leave me alone.
A personal movie.
Yep. I paid her for a personal movie. Because now I paid for to keep it a secret.
If
he's like, no, she's a porn star and I paid her for her services.
If you could be president, with 30-something felonies, should all jobs be required to remove that question when you're applying for a job?
Not all jobs, though.
Not all jobs.
No, there's some jobs that need that question. Okay, because if you go to a daycare center and you're like, I want to...
Or a hospital?
I just got out of jail for child molestation, but I'm going to work in that daycare center.
Or you're someone that likes to murder people with overdosing and with insulin?
Yeah, exactly. I want to be a nurse now. Yeah. No, there's some jobs. I do think, though, that if you have a felony, you should still be able to vote. Especially, at least like bottom line, if you already spent your time in jail and they released you, you paid your debt to society. You should be able to have full access to the rest of the citizenship.
Mm.
You should be able to vote. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that should take away your right to vote being a felon. I don't think it should. But that's me personally.
So Trump can't vote. That's probably the only thing he really lost that day.
Yeah. He can't vote for himself.
He cannot vote for himself. Exactly.
Vote for himself.
My dude is like, man, I was so close to making it in life. I mean, he lost one vote basically that day. That's basically what happened.
The most important vote, some people
might say. He lost one vote, and yeah, the most important. You think he's still going to win?
Yeah, he's got it now. He's done. That's why he's quiet. You know, I forgot who was. There's a famous quote. I think it might be Marcus Aurelius. And he was like, when your opponent is making a mistake, don't interrupt them. So Trump is quiet because right now Biden's in the headlines. He's like, you take that. So I was fucking your wife.
All he did.
He wants that out there.
All he did was highlight. I don't even think he knows what he was saying. That was like his.
Yeah. That's what I was like. Joseph Trump said. He's like, I don't know what he said there. And I don't think he does either.
That was like, the best. Perfect, it was so smooth.
It's funny because Trump was so controlled during that debate.
He kept composure. He looked so presidential.
I don't know if he's the president. He kept it in.
I don't know if he was looking presidential.
There was a point where they're fighting over golf. I was like, this is insane. This is insane.
And I don't know enough about golf, but when they started talking about handicap, I was like, oh, no, that's not what it means. It's a golf term.
I think somebody should be like, yo, we'll sponsor a golf tournament between you guys.
And the other argument that I'm seeing a lot on Reddit or in social media, I guess, is that Biden, Trump is only 3 years younger than him. Like, they're looking for little fuck-ups that he has in his speech.
Oh,
and
that's
in
such
thing.
A freaking reach.
And it's such a reach because I think it's clear that, you know, you could be diagnosed with dementia, Alzheimer's that fucking early. You know what I mean? You could get it. Early, I'm talking about 40s, 50s.
And I don't think people are using age, but it's not really age.
It's not,
because I know people that are 90-something years old that are sharp as nails, that I could talk to them about any topic.
And they're on point.
I don't think it's age.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's cognitive. Is a
yeah, they, if he's losing his mind, he's losing his mind.
There's people with dementia
is.
When they're young, bro. There's people with dementia when they're mad young. It's a disease. It's a degeneration of something in the brain. So like that happens to cause that also persists as you get older. So it's such a reach, and there's no way Trump is not gonna win. But the biggest thing is, you know, how they're reaching for. You know, all these, whatever they possibly can. And that brings us to this topic right here, Project 25. So who do you think this is coming from, this Project 25?
So it's the Heritage Foundation. So the Heritage Foundation is just like a conservative think tank. Again, like this stuff means nothing. And people are taking it. Like, oh, they're doing this. So I'll give you an example. When Trump was president, he did things that, and this is a long conversation, but I'm trying to make it short. Trump is not a conservative in the same sense that conservatives used to be conservatives. He's a new type of conservative. So the conservatives were trying to get things passed with Trump, and Trump was like, no. So I'll give you an example, abortion. Trump is not 100% against abortion. But conservative people, for the most part, are. So he's like, I don't care. Like, you know, there's a certain point where you have to stop the abortion, but after that, like, whatever. Like, you can have the pill if you want. Plan B. I don't care. But we're not killing babies here. If I could take it out of you and it looks like a baby, we're not doing that. You know what I'm saying? I'll let you guys have a clump of cells. But conservatives are like, no, no clump of cells, no nothing, like nothing. So what they did was, all right, what we're going to do, imagine a bunch of people that are conservatives, get, we're all going to get together in a room, and we're going to talk about if we had a dream and we get to pick a president, what would it is that we want as conservatives for him to pass? Let's start writing it down. Let's make a plan. You know what I'm saying? Me and you can do what this Project 25, me and you can make one. We probably should, actually. That might be fun. We go through each topic. Like, all right, what would you do for this? What would you do for this? And just really make it. That'd be actually, might be a fun thing to do. Might do that next week. But
we just put down the topics first and then elaborate on each of them. Take time.
Take time. Just
we'll take abortion.
It.
We'll take education. We'll take, and you write your ideas. I'll write mine, and we'll compromise between the two.
Yeah, you be the obviously be the liberal, obviously.
I was more conservative than you in that survey, bitch. You better fall in line.
He's right.
And you were surprised. So was I, actually.
I'm definitely more, because I don't care about certain things. I don't care about gay marriage. I don't care about none of that stuff. Anyway, so that's all there is. A bunch of guys got together. A bunch of nerds got together. And they weren't really necessarily happy with what Trump did. They worked for Trump, some of these guys, during the presidency. And they left and they were like, he could have went a little bit further. Obviously, Trump was hoping to be president again. He doesn't want to draw a big divide between some liberals because he kind of still wants some votes from other people, like, you know, center. He doesn't want to push too far right because the people in the center won't vote for him. So he kind of got to keep. Now he don't care. If Trump becomes president, he does not care because he's never going to run for office again. So he doesn't care. He could push as hard as he want. Anyway, that's all they are. They're just a think tank of people making up, oh, if we had a dream job. Do you know what this is? What would you do if you won the lottery? That's what this is.
What would you do if I would buy a house? I would invest. I would
exactly what this is. That's
have
what this
a
is.
Few babies. I would travel.
See, that's what I this would, is.
That's what this is.
That's what this is.
It's a dollar and a dream.
A dollar and a dream. That's it. You got it. That's what this is. Is any of this gonna pass? That's not up to them. That's up to whoever's president. All they could do is write a wish list and pass it to the president and say, hey, you know, and the president could read it and goes, you know, I kind of like some of this stuff. I kind of don't like some of this other stuff. That's all this is. You know who else has one of these? Donald Trump. And he actually has one. If you go to the third tab, that's his.
It's the Donald Trump's version of what you're talking about.
That's that one.
Boom.
Now, what's smart about Trump, and what is funny, because I never looked at the website, and just now I looked at the website, I'm like, oh, he made videos. Oh, that's genius. Because he knows the people that vote for him are half retarded. And they're not going to read it. He knows it. So he's like, yo, they're not going to read
it. Is that also Biden's? How does Biden's look?
Hey, why are you so jealous for, bro?
I want to be fair. I want to be equality.
So he knows that they're not going to read an article. So he's like, I'll make videos. They'll watch videos. They love videos, these people.
Yeah.
But it's funny because look at the ties. You can tell he's recording these on different days. You see? The tie color is different. Red, blue. You know, this is probably you could play one. See, just play a little snippet of something. I don't know. The American Academy. Oh, no welfare for illegal aliens. Toma.
Toma.
On YouTube too, my nigga. Look at his hair. Jesus Christ.
YouTube letting him rock? Let me find out.
Crooked Joe Biden is running a nonstop conveyor belt importing illegal aliens from all over the world.
Illegal.
Into our country, and the Biden Department of Homeland Security is abusing its so-called parole authority to give them more governmental benefits than many law-abiding citizens, including our vets. Our vets are being taken advantage of. Our citizens are being taken advantage of. It's very unfair.
You can tell when he adds.
You can tell he goes off.
That wasn't on the teleprompter. He just wanted to add that in there. But yeah, so that's simple. So actually, I know that one about the veteran homelessness. He wants to take away from the benefits that we're giving to the illegals that are here and give it to the homeless, the veterans. He's like, why are we taking care of people that didn't do anything for the country and people that died, fought for our country, and we're not taking care of them? So he's like, take it away from them, give it to them. That's it. They don't deserve, they came here legally. They deserve to leave. That's, you know, as far as he's concerned. So, look, anyway. But, so that's, Trump has his own wish list. Now, if Trump wins, he's more likely to pass that one, his own wish list. More likely than not. More likely than 2025 almost means nothing to him.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, you could give it to me and I'll read through it. But in fact, there was a point where they asked him about the 2025. He's like, I don't know anything about it. He goes, some things I read are good, some things I read are horrible. He's like, I don't know. You know, so basically it looks like somebody gave him a rundown. Like, he didn't actually read. Obviously, he didn't read it. That's a lot. It's like 900 pages. He didn't read that.
No, he did the what I did, the bullet points.
Yeah, yeah. So somebody probably gave him bullet points. He was like, that's dumb. I like that.
I like that one.
I like that. He's like, so that's why when they asked him, what do you know about it? He's like, I don't know anything about it. I just know that some stuff I like, some stuff.
Yeah, and as you go through it, if you know a little bit about the Constitution, you read it, you're like, this will never fly.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Some stuff
I'll retard, never allow. This is straight up some, like, that show with the red outfits.
Oh, Handmaid's Tale? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that kind of goes when we're talking about the Supreme Court, when they made him immune, the president immune. People are like, oh, so that means Trump could send SEAL Team 6 to kill people.
Yeah.
And it's like, that would never happen. Trump's not sending SEAL Team 6 to your house. He's never going to do that. He can't do that.
They were not allowed to.
They weren't allowed to do that. And even if he did, he'd go to jail. He'd be 100%. He'll be arrested. They'll charge him 100%. You know what I'm saying? So he's not going to do that. But again, it's a wish list. He's going to try. Remember the border wall? That was part of his list. They didn't finish that. They tried. They got some of it done.
And they want that. They want it now.
They want it now. Now more people than ever want it, I think. You know? I was watching a video where this guy was walking around Manhattan. He was like, yo, Trump or Biden? He didn't say Trump or Biden. He said, who are you going to vote for president? And then when people said certain things, he asked them questions. And a lot of people said the border. They were like, yo, he's like, now I'm thinking Donald Trump because of what's happening with all these, especially in New York. You can feel it in New York. You see them everywhere. The illegals driving around doing crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? They're starting to do stuff in New York that they do in their own country. They drive with their little mopeds. They grab people up. They rob them. They jump on the mopeds and keep going.
And I heard somebody was talking about that. That was driving. She was streaming and driving. And she was like, nah, in the city, they wrapped them up. They took a lot of those scooters out. They're trying to require that the scooters get licensed and da-da-da-da.
I've been doing that for years, bro. When I was a kid, we had little mopeds. Remember the freaking scooters with the gas?
I busted my ass on one of those.
Yeah, one of the cops was like, yo, you need plates for this. Because this guy, I don't know.
It's actually, it has to be a certain amount of CCs, whatever, some bullshit. But when it comes to, when I think about this 2025 project, I think of how desperate the other side is trying to get something on Trump. The other thing that's very obvious is I see a lot of postings of people talking about the Epstein's files came out.
Wait, hold up. Before you go on, because that's very good. Wait. I just want to say, before we jump into that, I just want to say it's just real quick. The Heritage Foundation have their wish list. Trump has his wish list. And the is this one? It? Yeah, the Republican Party
has its own
has their own wish list that's different than Trump's and different than the Project 25. They have three different views on what they think the presidency should be. So they're within their own party. They don't agree. Some people are like, that's too extreme. Some people are like, that's not extreme enough. You know, or some people are saying that's unrealistic. So Project 25 may say, we want, you know, Handmaid's Tale to come back. And the GOPs are like, that's unrealistic. Even if we agreed and wanted it, it's not realistic for a president. You know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to throw that out there, that there are three different, even within the Republican Party, there are three different views of what the president should do in the future. And I'm telling you right now, what the GOP want and what Project 2025 want doesn't matter to Trump. Trump is like, I want what I want.
Yeah.
I'm the king.
Whereas... choose your words there carefully. Whereas in the Democratic Party, there isn't. There's the party.
Well, they have their different platforms, but they don't. The Republican Party is not going to fearmonger the way the Democrats do. The Democrats are trying to put fear in everybody's hearts.
Right, but
the Republicans are like, look, no, this is what we want.
The Republicans have their thing. The Republicans, right? The GOP, they have their agenda. Their. What would you do if we win the lotto list?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Trump has its own, the MAGA party. When you think about the Democrats, do they have something like that? No.
Yeah, they have, what are they called? Jesus. They have, it's like the far left. I forget what they call it.
No. But what I'm asking is, like, so when we think about what we're saying, we have the GOP, the Republican Party, and then we have this MAGA party that's behind this one man. They don't have that on the other side. It's not like, is it Tulsi Gabbard that flipped?
Well, yeah, but she was already on her way out because she...
Right, but she didn't create her, Tulsi Gabbard Democratic... You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, she didn't create a sub-party within the Democratic Party under her name and called it, you know, the non-MAGA party. But that's Democratic. Trump did. Trump did, though.
Yeah, but remember, Trump was... he was a Democrat before he joined the Republican Party. He was he supported Hillary Clinton. He supported Bill Clinton.
He derived, but he created his own that the Republican Party is not behind. Remember, they weren't behind him.
Yeah,
when he ran in 2016.
All right, I think this is what you were talking about here.
Okay, anybody else? Well, I knew him like everybody in Palm Beach knew him. I mean, people in Palm Beach knew him. He was a fixture in Palm Beach. I had a falling out with him a long time ago. I don't think I've spoken to him for 15 years. I wasn't a fan. I was not, a long time ago. I'd say maybe 15 years. I was not a fan of his. That I can tell you. I was not a fan of his. So I feel very badly, actually, for Secretary Acosta, because I've known him as being somebody that works so hard and has done such a good job. I feel very badly about that whole situation.
All right, that's not exactly what I was looking for, but but anyway, there's a clip where they asked Trump, "Will you release these files?" Or you seen that video?
Yep.
And they were like, "Would you release?"
Yeah, it's going viral. Epstein files. It's going viral. That video. Right, like,
I don't know about the Epstein files.
There'll be a lot of things in there that might destroy some people that aren't, you know, factual.
Maybe him.
Maybe me.
He did fly in the plane.
So the thing about the thing about this topic right here, and the reason why I'm pointing fingers on the other side, is because it's obviously that they're reaching for straws, anything to draw attention away from their own party.
Yeah, and that's why Trump is quiet right now. He's kind of like you.
That's why Trump is quiet. The thing is, let's go back to the files, the Epstein files.
Yeah.
Did the files just come out?
The files, I think they just got released.
Like the officially. Files just got released.
Yeah, because before the only thing that got released was the flight logs. So we knew who was on the plane during certain times.
So, okay, so it was partial release. Because I was like, didn't the files come out a long time ago? Why is this
resurfacing? I don't know what the files contain. Obviously, if it had something damning about Trump, we would hear it. We would be on the news right now. That'd be the first thing they look for. They probably freaking Donald Trump right away as soon as they get the files. You know what I'm saying? To try to get him out the office. But if by now, if it's released, if it's released and it had dirt on Trump, we would have heard about it this morning. It'd have been all over the news because they're going to look for Trump on those files. That's the first person they're looking for.
Right.
Every news agency. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, it's like, we know people that do crazy stuff. Just because I knew him doesn't mean I participated.
Yeah, it doesn't mean I'm a part of it.
You know what I'm saying? I know people that I'm very close with.
I was on the bus with the Unabomber. Now I'm part of his fucking crew.
Yeah, yeah. Now I'm freaking part of the gang.
I rode the bus with him every morning because I went to work.
Well, even if it's like a friend. Like, I'm trying to think of a friend. Ephraim. Right? You know who Ephraim is. Remember him? Nobody knows who Ephraim is, so there's a fake name.
It's okay. It's a fake name. It's a real name, but not in this scenario.
So what if Ephraim got caught doing something wild and crazy?
Okay.
The worst thing you could think of. And they were like, oh, you and Ephraim used to spend days together.
In a basement.
In the basement.
Oh,
talking
my.
About what?
What
was in that basement?
Yeah, it smelled kind of funny.
What was in that basement? What did they do down there? We have photos of what the basement looked like back when you guys used to hang out there. What were you doing down there?
We did it in hell.
Forget about that. What about that maze that was down there, huh? The stage with the mattress on it. What was that about?
It was because, you know, we got the side effects of the breathing the air of the thing that we didn't inhale.
What about the swing they used to hang from the ceiling? What do you know about that swing, Jose?
We were bored. It was our lunch break.
But you see, look, now we know what we did down there. We basically hung out down there, smoked weed, and played chess, right? That's what we did. That's why we learned how to play chess. We smoked weed in a freaking...
Y'all learned how to play chess. I still suck at it.
No, but that's what we did. We went down there. There was nobody down there. It was an empty space. Now, they did do crazy shit down there. But we weren't there those times.
It wasn't our.
So, but if the news, if something crazy happened and they investigated, they're going to come back to us with that.
We did some crazy shit according to the news.
As far as the news concerned, let's show a video of what it looks like, and they spent hours down here. What do you think they were doing, America?
With this allegation about the Epstein files and Trump being mentioned, and how so a lot of the posts that I see, it's like, oh, so now we know that Trump was with Epstein, and no one's going to talk about it. Oh no, the headline is, oh, so Trump is now a confirmed pedophile, and no one's going to say anything about it. We're just going to ignore it.
See what I'm saying? Like,
and it's like
no confirmation.
What?
Yeah. This is what they think. Their brains work like this.
But there's okay. I see the post. But I don't see when they say no one's making a big deal about it, they're complaining that they're not making noise, that the noise isn't working. And I think that because even some of the dumb ones like myself, it's like, now you're pulling this out. How convenient is it that you're pulling this out now?
Yeah. No, but it's not even that. It's that
it is, though.
Wait. It's like you're saying he's a confirmed pedophile. There's no proof. You're saying because you hung out with the basement of your friend that you went to these sex parties.
Right. There's no
proof. That's not true.
But forget about, I don't even want to touch that topic.
Right now, the audience is like, what the fuck is sex parties he talking about? I want to hear about the parties. They're Googling. You're never going to find that.
Well, good luck. Ooh, I love it. The post-internet age. Yeah, post-social media age.
Yeah, seriously. Otherwise, bro.
Oh, we would have been in there. Oh, my gosh. Good times. Yeah, anyway,
hard for us to get jobs. If that was the case.
So, forget about the topic itself. It's just that their delivery. Now you're gonna release the files? Why did you wait?
Yeah.
It wasn't like the files were
unavailable.
They were writing it up. So it's just people are not buying into it because the delivery in this situation is way the fuck shady.
And if
you're throwing this shit out the minute your boy gets caught in the debate, and all of a sudden these files pop up.
Red alert. Push the red button.
What else you got?
Shoot the nuke. Yeah. That reminds me of the report. I forget his name. I think it starts with a T. And when they were talking about Donald Trump and the association with Russia, remember when Hillary Clinton was like, Russia? And he got all the information. He was like, this doesn't match. None of this makes any sense. Why would, you know? So then he came out. He started writing. He actually wrote for Rolling Stone magazine at the time. And he was like, this doesn't make sense. None of this makes sense. They're trying to blame Trump to, you know, saying that he was working with Russia.
Terrence Howard.
No.
Trevor Noah.
No, you don't know. Trust me. So he's a white guy. So Matt Taibbi. You got it. Matt Taibbi. So Matt Taibbi was like, none of this makes sense. Not only that, he was a reporter in Russia for a while, working with before Vladimir Putin took over when it was the USSR. And he was like, I know the way Russia's politics works, and none of this makes sense. But because he said that, Rolling Stones fired him, because Rolling Stones is very left-leaning. And even though that guy's a liberal, he's like, I'm still a liberal. But no liberal magazine and no liberal newspaper want to hire me because I tell the truth. And I don't care about anything else.
Mm.
You know, I'm an actual investigator. I'm an actual reporter. You know? So nobody wants to be that guy. The guy that's like, oh, I'm on the left, but I'm going to stand up and be like, do you have proof that Donald Trump is a pedophile? Because if you don't, then stop talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Do we have Donald Trump sniffing on little girls' hairs? Because we got that about Joe Biden. Nobody wants to talk about that. You know?
Ooh.
Right? We have plenty of people that came out and they felt uncomfortable on Joe Biden. I've never heard nobody say anything about Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? The only thing I ever heard about Donald Trump is one time when he was hosting Miss America, he walked into the dressing room while they were changing. And they were like, oh, he just walked. He walked right through, like, while we were all getting ready to get dressed, whatever. You know?
So this...
And grabbed by the pussy. We know about that.
So some of the things that's listed in this 25 to wrap up the...
Yeah.
To wrap up this, what is it called? The 2025...
The project.
Project 2025. What are some of the things on this thing? Do you remember off the top? I threw
check,
a...
No. Check your...
Here, it's not available. I'm not in that conversation anymore.
No me diga. Oh, you already closed it?
No. I'm not in that conversation. So send it through your phone to this conversation.
What is this right here, bro?
Oh, nice. Oh, okay. You sent it. This is the agenda?
But can you zoom in? Jesus.
47 agendas.
Well, this is just a sampling. This is not. This is stuff that they agree. The similarities.
Okay.
All right. Federal work. I don't know. Pick one. Immigration. That's the one that everybody wants to know about.
The agenda is enact immigration policies that includes mass deportation and border security messages. Let's go.
That's Trump's plan.
Education, eliminate.
Wait. If you go across to the next one over.
No me grite. Go on.
That one's Project 2025.
Oh, okay. So the first. Okay, got it. Okay, got it.
So if you read the immigration one of the Project 25, it says.
Implementation of the largest democratic deportation operation domestic, in the U.S. history. Deportation operation in the U.S. history to and in. And enhancing border security.
Now, wait, hold on. Before we go any further, let's imagine we didn't read Agenda 45 or Project 2025. Do you think immigration border wall is a conservative talking point? Like they want to do that?
I think that the
border
is a topic for conservatives?
Do you think Republicans would be like, yeah, that's what we want?
Yeah.
Of course. So because it's in both, they're like, oh, see, he's copying. That's obvious. That's a given. They don't even need to write anything about it. We already know that they want to control the border, right? But they're saying, hey, look how similar they are. They have 47 things that match in each of them. But it's like some of them are a given. If you're a Republican, it's a given.
It's part of your party.
Yeah, it's part of your party platform. Every Republican you talk to is going to say, yeah, of course. Even some Democrats are going to say yeah to that. You know what I'm saying? So this is just like another fear-mongering technique where they're like, oh, look how many that match. Anyway. And then the similarities is both plans emphasize strict immigration enforcement and large-scale deportations, increase federal interactions at executive power. Obviously. Let's read one that's... read the civil rights one.
Civil rights, rolling back protections for LGBT plus individuals and restricting gender-affirming care.
That's Trump.
That's Trump's. And then the Heritage Foundation is eliminating anti-discrimination protections and banning gender-affirming care.
So you see it's different. It's slightly different.
Restricting, banning.
Yeah. They don't want any gender-affirming care. Trump is like, just not the kids. If you're an adult, do whatever you want. But not the kids. Leave the kids alone.
So Trump's abortion and contraceptions is restricting access to abortion and contraceptions. The Heritage Foundation is implementing federal law against mailing abortion pills and restricting access to
I think we need to watch Trump's abortion one because I know that's not true. Because he came out and said it just recently. He goes, I'm okay with people taking pills or whatever it is, but we're not doing
abortions. I was going to say this, even with the Heritage Foundation, what I read was it seemed a little bit more conservative than law enforcement. Increase the funding and support for law enforcement agencies, defund the FBI, proposing significant changes to the Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigations, focusing on loyalty and alignment with executive priorities.
That's interesting because what they're saying is this. Technically, the FBI works for the government. I mean, for the president, for the executive office. So they're saying you have to... Because what happened was they were investigating Trump, the FBI, remember?
What they're saying is that you can never... You shouldn't do that. You should be loyal to...
You should be loyal to your boss.
Your boss.
Yeah. Which I don't agree with. I think they should investigate whoever. But I agree with Trump. They should dig over to the FBI.
And education. Trump says eliminating the Department of Education and promoting school choice through vouchers while the Heritage... That's
such a good one.
The Heritage says removing federal oversight of education and promoting...
School vouchers. That's good. Both plans advocate for dismantling of the Department of Education and increasing school choice options. Increase executive power. So look, when they say increase executive power, they mean more power to the president.
Yeah, but...
But that's not what neither one of them said.
They took that out of context. Again,
this is a fear-mongering technique. They want to scare people.
Yeah.
People are dumb. I'm convinced that most people are dumb in this world.
And it's also contradictory because it says... It's suggesting that both want to eliminate... it says that both parties want to eliminate control.
Dismantling, yeah.
Yeah, but that's a federal thing anyway, so... Yeah.
So, like, I agree that we should get rid of the Department of Education. But I don't think we can completely get rid of it. I think we should mostly get rid of it. I think that we still need standards. But the standards can't just be... And this is, I mean, this goes in... I just said it a little while ago that most people are dumb in this world. And I think that's because George Bush passed a law that said no child left behind. You remember that one? No matter how dumb you are, you pass to the next grade.
No child left behind.
Yeah. But you should put standards. I'd be like, no, you're too dumb to go to the fifth grade. I'm sorry, Billy. You got to get left back. You know what I'm saying? And I think we need to bring that back. Like, yo, some people are not, you know, if they can't, if they don't know it, they shouldn't pass it, obviously. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're not going to give somebody a PhD if they don't know how to operate. You know what I'm saying? Like a doctor.
The no left behind should have been more like you just get repopulated into a class that's taking more time to
that's all
to get to the like you're still help gonna spend people. You're still gonna spend the 12 years whatever it's 10 years whatever it ends up being it's 12 years right now you're gonna still spend the equal amount of time. But the speed in which the curriculum is being given to you is going to be a little bit slower.
And even make it like categorical. Be like, hey, look, if you're not passing it because you don't understand it, you go to this class. If you're not passing it because you have bad behavior, then you go to this class.
Yeah.
And your consequences are different. Like the guy that's not learning it, he may need more help.
I have a learning disability.
No way, nigga.
Hi, Dios mío.
Yo, there's no way.
I just wanted to let you know now.
I couldn't
We've
even,
been friends for know. A long time.
I didn't know.
You're such a bitch.
Oh, my God. News. Yo, news flash. Yo, that's crazy, yo.
Yo, you know what? We'll be right back after these commercials, yo. Hold up a second. This fucking guy.
We hit a time vortex.
Where it's just like...
And tachyon particles go through us more quickly.
Think about it. The last 20 years were fucking dumb fast.
Yeah.
Imagine the next 20.
We have another 40 years left of life.
You may have another 40 years.
You know what sucks about this, though? The first 40, maybe the first 10, where I was like unconscious. I don't remember half that. It's like nothing.
Almost
like it didn't happen. I don't remember nothing when I was 6 or 7. Maybe like little bits of memory.
The most extremes.
Yeah. But like if I think of my 20s, I remember a lot of stuff from my 20s.
Yeah. Word.
I don't remember everything, obviously. But if I think enough, I can remember a whole bunch of stuff.
And as you get older, you remember less and less.
Yeah. And then when you remember, you actually don't remember the original memory. You remember remembering. Do you know that?
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That's the way you remember. That's the way your memory. That's the way your memory works.
You remember remembering it?
Yeah. You think back to the last time you thought about it. And that's your new memory.
Wow. All right. All right. So we're back. So, I was given extra time. So,
but I think that's good.
They put it in my blue card. Like, you know, if we have, you know, the regions or any type of exam that I get allotted an extra set of time to complete.
The teacher looked at the card like, oh, great. One of these kids. Jose, come sit in the front, please. Jesus Christ.
And that carried it to college.
But that's good. That's like, okay, that's what I'm saying. We need to get rid of most of it, but there's some standards we need to keep.
Yeah.
And that's one of them. Again, if they're doing it because they're not understanding it, give them more time. But if it's behavior, that's different. They're not doing it because they don't know. They know. They're just acting like an asshole.
Yeah, they put JJ in a behavioral class with just like 6, 7, 8 boys. And it was like, this nigga is, the teacher was like in the board annual board meeting. He was like, he definitely doesn't have a ODD, oppositional defiance disorder. He's the kid that I go to tell the other kids, behave like Jeremiah. I'm not supposed to, you know, but he's the model student. So we have way too much technology and understanding and... It's just, if the private sector is doing so well of operating efficiently, our education system shouldn't be looking the
way
it looks.
That's why the voucher. That's why I like the voucher system.
It shouldn't be looking the way it looks.
The voucher system is basically this. Let's say you have your son and you're like, the government makes an estimation. For each child per year, we spend about $12,000. Okay? So what they do is they make a check with your son's name, $12,000. They don't give it to you. But they put it under his name. They're like, whatever school you go to gets these $12,000. So pick whatever school you want. So obviously they're going to pick the parents are going to try to pick the best schools. those schools are going to make enough money. They're going to make a lot of money. And what they're going to do, failing schools are going to go out of business. So the schools that are doing really good, they're like, oh, we could take over that
building. Okay, but I'm the school. You have your kid. And then, you know, your husband has a kid. And you're both trying to... There's two parents. You're one of them.
Yeah.
You have your $12,000 voucher. That parent has their $12,000 voucher. You're all trying to get into my school.
Yeah.
I'm booked.
That's it. You asked out. Go to another school.
Or how do I choose? I have... Okay, I'm not booked yet. I got 10 openings left. And there's 300 of you that are trying to apply to the school. How do I...
We have this now. We do lotteries in schools. We do it now. This is the same way.
Oh, so like...
Yeah. Whoever win, win. Whoever doesn't, doesn't. Perfect. Hopefully I see you next year. But what parents should be like, this school sucks. We need to close it down. And that school that's doing really good, they should take over this building.
Hmm.
Whatever they're doing there is working. Whatever they're doing is not working. Get rid of this.
But parents are not involved.
That's, you know, but the parents don't necessarily have to be involved on an extensive level for that to work. All they got to do is know what school is good. That's all they need to know. This school's doing great. Put my kid in there.
Yeah, but all the if it's a lottery, if I don't get in, what do I do then?
You got to pick another school.
Yeah.
That's
the next best choice. The
next best choice. But because this school is such high demand, they're going to make more money. You know what I'm saying? They're going to do, or whatever's going to happen. It's almost like if you have a choice to buy something to eat, right? You're going to pick the best product to eat. And that business is going to be known as this is the best option to choose. And you're not going to choose the worst option. So little by little, things will change. But obviously, it's going to take time. It's the way business works. You know. But you treat it like a business, saying, hey, all our money is going to this school. Or make it like regional. Say, hey, let's say Staten Island. Staten Island, I forget how many schools they have. But you say, hey, the top 10% of schools gets a bonus check from the government because they're doing such a good job. So now schools have an incentive to work harder. You know what I mean? Schools don't have that incentive at all right now. They don't even care. There's people that I know that are teachers that are like, I'm just there for the paycheck. That school sucks. It's bad. They have bad administration.
I hear all that, and it's great. It's just...
Oh, man.
It's just that. So what was the topic of this episode? It was Project 25, right? So with Project 25, just to go back to that again, there are a lot of things that I liked about it, but I don't, in this little image that you sent, I don't see some of the things, like when it came to education, that they wanted to.
But this is just short snippets. It's not the whole thing.
The whole thing.
You could tell some liberal is wrote this. You know? But yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, this is what I tell people every day. Just read it. Just read it yourself. Read it yourself. Find somebody that already read it and wrote a short clip so you can really understand
it. To break it down.
But if you're questioning one part about it, just go. They're broken down by sections. You can read them. Education. You know, 3 pages of what they want to talk about education. And you can really get into it.
But Recently, I think it was the House or the Senate. Did they pass the bill? The bill was passed, at least in the Senate, when it came to voter ID.
I don't know.
I sent it in the group chat.
I didn't look in there for so long. I don't know. Sometimes I don't even go to the group chat. I just send through another app.
Like, I got a notification on my phone. Yeah. Breaking news. I think it's the House or the Senate voted in a majority. 6 Democrats voted alongside Republican Party.
For voter ID?
For voter ID.
That kind of makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
What?
That kind of makes
sense. What do you mean it kind of makes sense,
bro? To show an ID to vote? Yeah. I mean, who's else going to... Whatever random books.
Name me something that you don't need your ID to do.
That you don't need your ID to do?
That's major.
Nothing. You need an ID. For most things, yeah.
Change your mailing address.
So go into a government building. No, go technically you don't need that. You just walk in.
Yeah, you can walk in with the
yeah, government. Yeah, drive a car. Get a gun.
To vote. I mean, I'm sorry. To jury duty. Do you have to show your ID that you're this juror?
I think so.
Nigga, you just did jury duty. Did you have to show ID?
I don't remember showing ID, no.
You don't remember showing ID?
I just gave them the letter that they gave me.
Okay.
I guess they know who I am.
They know who you are, nigga.
Motherfucker.
So,
but yeah, I think they should show ID. Why not? Of course. I agree. Are you saying that they passed to show ID?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should show ID.
They just but look it up on your phone.
Bro, just they pass to say, hey, if you're gonna vote, you have to show ID.
Voter ID bill.
Yeah.
Oh shoot, not now.
I don't understand the problem. If you're gonna vote, you should show ID like anywhere else. Here you go. That's me. Good, done. Next. Go to booth number 4. Here you go, good sir.
Yeah, so they voted for voter ID.
Yeah.
So a total of 216 Republicans and 5 Democrats voted to pass the bill, while 198 Democrats voted against the measure. The introduction to the SAVE Act would require those registering to vote to provide documentary proof of United States citizenship. This is already legal for non-citizens to register to vote or to vote in the federal elections.
Yeah. I mean, bro, people do things. They got here illegally. You think they're going to follow your rules? They already broke the law. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of that matters to them.
Word.
As members of Congress and concerned leaders of citizens groups and organizations who care about the integrity of our system and our elections, it is our duty to ensure that this is done. Even if you weren't concerned about the drop boxes and the ballot harvesting and the mail-in ballots in 2020, you definitely should be concerned that illegal aliens might be voting in 2024.
This is to me, it's obvious that we should do that, obviously. And it wasn't necessary before as much, but now we're letting so many illegals in, it kind of now we need to do this. There's just so many illegal citizens, illegal aliens, or whatever you want to call them here.
There was like a senator or someone else, Republican, trying to like go against this. Like, they're make an argument. They're like, you know, the Republicans try to do that because they're trying to take away our democracy.
That's crazy. That's not even That's not even the case.
What? Before we go, do you think Biden drops out?
No. He's not going to drop out. He's going to hold strong. He's going to lose.
And that's it.
That's it. He's not going anywhere. If he leaves, Kamala Harris has to run.
Why?
Because she's the vice president. So right now, all the votes that he got from the delegates and all the...
But that's a courtesy. That's not a law. No, that's not a rule.
But that's their rules.
Right. That's their rule. Yeah. It's a courtesy. Yeah. It's what our team does. Yeah. It's our culture.
That's fine. Whatever rules is written down that they can't break, that's theirs. It's not law, but like, you know, by the country. It's just within their agency, there's their rules. They have to follow their rules.
Because the reason why Biden doesn't step down is because they have this code or this ethic rule, and I think it's on both sides, really.
Yeah.
That if your main guy, the president, doesn't choose to run, that automatically the vice president runs and we stand behind that person person.
It's deeper than that, because you have delegates that already gave their votes to Biden, that it's not just to Biden. It's to his
party.
President and vice president. This group.
His cabinet.
Cabinet, whatever. Yeah, that's what we call that. You pledge to this cabinet. So if I leave, then your votes still stay in this cabinet. That means Kamala Harris has to run. She has to be the guy.
And he's
same thing with the donations.
So is it fair to say that he's not running because they don't want her?
Yes. She's very unpopular. If she runs against Trump, it's a slaughterhouse. It's a bloodbath. She's gone. She might as well just drop out.
So forget about that she's a female and an Indian. The reason why they're keeping Biden is because Biden still has with dementia. Yeah. With confirmed dementia, I'm saying it here.
Yeah.
With confirmed, they feel they have a stronger chance to win than with Kamala Harris.
Yes.
You heard it. That's your party.
I think Trump wins my vote.
We out.
Peace.